Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727. This is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Feeling pretty good because the Lightning came out strong last night.
Yeah.
You know, they, Kevin, correct me if I remember, was it our division that the Panthers were the best?
No, they're the best team in the NHL all year.
Record-wise.
Point. Okay. They had the most points. They won the President's Trophy, which is for the most points in the NHL.
Don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but they look like the JV team last night against the Lightning. We came out, scored the first goal, we're running it, and we just looked good. I won't give you all the details, because we have a expert hockey analysis and analyst.
That's right.
Gonna break it. Well, there you go. That's who it is. Coming up at 6:55, Lana will break it down. And why would we have Lana do it? I mean, I would say she probably didn't stay up for the game.
I did not. Okay. I turned it on for about 5 minutes.
But she also is a student of the game, and she has studied up. And because she grew up closest to Canada, being, you know, prominently a Canadian sport, but obviously we own it down here in Tampa, she's going to break it down in her best Minnesota accent. Don't you know? I cannot wait. So we've told her, pour it on as much as you can, because it's going to happen at 6:55. Can't wait for that.
It's so easy to just go back to it.
Really?
Oh, it's so easy.
I bet you when you go see your friends, you really slip into it.
Oh, when I come back home after being in Minnesota? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I start.
When I've had a couple of cocktails, really comes up, too.
When I do, she says.
When?
If that happens. Could not happen. By the way, real quick, before we get started today, if you want to go check out some funny videos.
Oh, my gosh.
That happened yesterday. It happened, you know, with stuff that was on the show. I mean, Lana's fun fact was hilarious. Carline fun fact.
It was about hockey.
It was very well done. And then Lana's story about the Tesla situation, which was good luck for her, bad luck for others, but very ironic and, you know, just proves that Lana is always in the middle of some kind of chaos.
Something.
But I'm glad you got your car fixed. So that was the good part. But hilarious situation. And we've made a new graphic for Lana and her Tesla.
Yes, I love it.
And so that will be on every Tesla story. And like we said yesterday, every situation will become now a new Apollo. Reference to Tesla, Elon Musk, space, and all that. So she's on Apollo 3. We are now waiting for the Apollo 4 mission. That'll happen in, sure, I don't know what time is it right now. But I'm sure it'll happen today or something like that. But anyway, that's happening. All right, so Kane Brown, Walker Hayes, going to be here on Saturday. People have been reaching out to me. What's going on with the show? Do you have extra tickets? The answer is I do not have extra tickets unless you win them from me, for us at 7:40. So we'll give them those away. We've been playing just a kind of a rapid fire game just to kind of get your mind going early in the morning. Everybody's won so far, so be ready to win again, 7:40. Pig Jig, very excited about that. My friend Kaylee and Corey, they love going to this because they love barbecue. They were talking to me yesterday, like, hey, is it really Lady A? Is it really Kit Moore? Yes, it is. Going to be a great show. Kit Moore may or may not be bringing sleeves to his shirt. We don't know.
Probably not.
That has been put on. The no sleeve request has been sent in by Lana, so we'll see if that comes to fruition. All right, so if everybody's good, let's get the show going. You guys feeling it?
I'm feeling it.
Let's do it. We want to know what in the, by the way, talk about feeling it. It is muggy outside.
Yeah.
It has started. Woohoo! I lost like 5 pounds walking my dog this morning. All right, here we go. What in the world are you doing up right now? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Little Keith Urban, eat your day going. Waste of time, QYK. All right, it's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, asking you what in the world are you doing up right now? And in Mulberry.
I am headed to clinical for my last term of nursing school.
Let's go!
Way to go, girl. Last day.
What kind of nurse are you trying to become? What kind of nurse are you becoming? I'm sorry about that.
Registered nurse.
Okay. Very cool. Action. I like it. Any specific place you want to work or do?
I love my med-surg, Jerry population, which is the older people. But I really love the adrenaline rush. So I love anything gory, trauma.
Wow.
I mean, if
you're the perfect person.
I mean, you might be the perfect person to work here. A lot of crazy things happen if you like adrenaline rushes.
Right.
Well, listen, congratulations. Keep us posted on where you end up getting a gig. And thank you so much for what you do, because you are a vital part to our community.
Yes, thank you. Have a good day.
You see
have
you
a
again.
Great day.
Bye-bye. All right, we got Lauren and Ruskin right now. Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What in the world are you doing up right now?
Going to work.
Oh, yeah? What do you do for work?
I'm a VPK teacher at a preschool.
Oh, you're almost done.
Yeah.
We go all summer long, so no, I'm not.
Way to go, Lana. Way to rub it in. Gee,
do you have this any time off?
No, not really. I mean,
Lauren's doing the Lord's work 24/7, 365.
VPK? And yes, you are, woman.
It's my birthday today, too.
Let's go!
Birthday. All right.
The big 2-1. Finally 21 years old, Lauren.
I wish. I'm 35.
All right. Woo! Great age. Great age. Well,
yes,
listen,
yes.
Thanks for what you do. I think that's you have definitely some dedication and some patience, and happy birthday to you. Any plans?
Not really. I mean, we have graduation tomorrow. It's just a really busy week.
All right. Well, hopefully you get some time to celebrate. Hopefully the fellow teachers today will reach out and get you feeling special, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, Lauren, bye. Thanks for listening. Have a
happy
great day.
Birthday.
Thank you.
All right. All right, coming up next, $100 gift card to the original Krabby Bills. We will play Secret Celebrity. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
That's right. We're going to send you to the original Krabby Bills with a $100 gift card. But tell us first, who could this Secret Celebrity be?
You know, Merle was huge in my career. When he did Okie from Muskogee back in the 70s, I think it was. You know, I kind of got hooked then on Merle and country music. That's what I wanted to be like, you know. I wanted to be like the Hag. And so I can't tell you, you know, how big of an influence he was on me. It's just huge.
I think you did pretty well. 70 years old today, this gentleman.
Wow.
Still doing it. Wow. Go ahead, sorry.
He has had 60 number one hits. That is the most number ones in the history of music in any genre on any chart.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So, I mean, you think about that and just how you write that down would be just 60 of those. How long that would take you, you know what I'm saying?
A long time, yeah.
And for him, it just kind of comes natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he loves singing songs about the heartland. There is no doubt about that for sure.
And true story about this guy, Garth Brooks had come to town 2 weeks before him, and then he was playing the same arena like 2 weeks later, and he got on stage and he said, yeah, I know you had a guy here a couple weeks ago that just ran around the stage with all kinds of energy. He goes, I'm just going to play number ones. he just stood right there with his guitar. It was awesome. Uh-oh. Obviously lightly poking at Garth Brooks, but it was super funny.
That's great.
Awesome. Any clues, Lana?
That's a lot of clues we just gave.
Yeah, I thought you maybe have something fun for us. Nothing?
Well, I mean
don't come unwound about this. Ooh, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just trying to check yes or no, check
there
all the boxes.
There you go. Yeah, she's back. Hey. All right, and she's back. All right, who could that be? 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. All right, we are playing Secret Celebrity right now with Gabriel. All right, Gabriel, who is our Secret Celebrity?
You know, Merle was huge in my career. When he did Okie from Muskogee back in the 70s, I think it was. You know, I kind of got hooked then on Merle and country music. That's what I wanted to be like, you know. I wanted to be like the Hag. And so I can't tell you, you know, how big of an influence he was on me. It's just huge.
George Strait.
The King.
George Strait.
King George turns 70 today. And you think about, like, who inspired this guy? Because he's such a huge star himself. But Merle Haggard, one of the big influences on his career. I think it worked because he has 60 number ones. But, hey, way to go, man. You just got a $100 gift card to the original Krabby Bills.
That's right. All right. Cool.
All right, man. Hang on for me, okay?
Yep.
Well, it is that day. Lana Drama. Cannot wait. It's after George Strait on 99.5 QIK. Did not even mean for that all to rhyme, but it did.
You think you got drama? Wait till you hear Lana's drama. It's Lana Drama on 99.5 QIK. Lana, what's your drama?
Well, remember when I told you guys 3 weeks ago today that... friends of ours were staying out at my dad's place in Seminole, and they broke the, they ran into the sliding glass door, and it shattered.
The glass,
yes. The glass. Now, the glass never came out, but it completely shattered, and it's in the door, and it's very fragile.
Gotcha.
Well, I got on the phone right away. You know, I looked up a bunch of places online, talked to this guy who can come out and replace that glass right away, because I just wanted to get that glass replaced before it shattered and fell all over into the house, because it's very delicate right now. Well, here we are 3 weeks later, and it's still not done.
Oh, boy.
The guy that I had spoke to was very nice on the phone. We had texted back and forth. I had gave him measurements. He's like, ooh, you have a double pane window, so we need to order the glass. It's going to take about a week to get in. Okay. So I sent him $500 Venmo because he needed a $500 deposit to order the glass. Well, since then, hasn't called me. He's texted me once. I have called him every day. I have texted him because a lot of people just do business through text. I mean, it's hard to sometimes call. Last time I heard from him, he did actually text me last Thursday. And he said, hey, I'm sorry. It's just been really hectic. As soon as your glass comes in, we'll get you scheduled. Well, now he won't call me back at all. I went back on because I found him on Google. But I did look, and there were good reviews on this guy.
Oh, no.
There were good reviews. It's an actual company. But then I'm like, this is great. So now I can't get this guy to call me back. I'm out $500. I still have a broken sliding glass door that I just need to get fixed. And the one reason I went with him is because of the quickness of it. I could have gone to Home Depot and ordered a door for half the price and, you know, had that put in. But because I wanted this done ASAP, I went with this guy and I was going to spend $900 just to fix the glass panel. So here I am. I cannot get this guy to call me back. He's got $500 of mine that I Venmo'd to him.
Yeah, that's the kind of worrisome to me that he went with the Venmo route.
Well, I mean, he said you can Venmo, Zelle, you know, whatever. And, you know, just because I wanted to get it there and I wanted to get this glass ordered, you know, I have a problem with giving everybody the benefit of the doubt. I think everybody is nice. And, you know, it's going to come back and bite me in the butt. And I think this time I may have. So now.
All right. Now I'm on this one.
What do I do? Do I call him up and say I want my money back? Or But now it's been 3 weeks. Now if I'm going to try to go get this glass replaced, it's going to be another three weeks.
I hate to put this out there if he even ordered it.
Right.
That's what I'm worried about. And the fact that he did it Venmo, that's a little sketchy too, I think.
The guy was so nice on the phone.
I bet he was. You know, I mean, So, hey, listen, I have a question for you because, you know, I have some glass windows I'd like to look at as well. What's this guy's name?
Bob.
Bob what?
I don't know his last name.
What's the name of the company? Bob's Glass Doors? Is that really what it is?
Yeah, it's like sliding glass doors.
I'd like to check him out sometime.
I'm like so sad about this.
He's probably a great guy. I have some glass doors I want to talk to him about. But Bob's Glass Doors, huh?
It's like Bob's Glass Sliding Doors or something like that.
If anybody has any reviews on that, we'd love to hear from it because I'm actually looking for someone to use as well.
I don't know what to do. So now I'm going to, I mean, it's not like I can call the police or anything, or I can't, you know, I can call Better Business Bureau. Do people still even do that anymore? But yeah, now I'm out $500. I still got a broken glass sliding glass door. Now it's going to take weeks and maybe months to get fixed. And this guy won't call me back.
Bob's Glass Doors.
Call me.
We're not,
messing around, Bob.
By the way, we're all on this case now.
We're all upset
on this one now. So,
but I can't call him out on the air because that could be slandering or something.
No,
you know?
I didn't slander at all. Yeah. I just said I'd like to you know, reach out to him for some glass work at my house.
I mean,
I just happen to know his name now, so that's all.
You know, I just happen to have a job where I can speak to many, many people, but I can do it on social media, so I don't want to get in any trouble for anything.
You're not going to get in any trouble.
I mean, come on, dude, call me back. Yeah. This is rude. I'm a nice person.
Very nice person. This one's not on you. That's not on you, Lana.
I know.
I would have been a little worrisome on the Venmo, but hey, hindsight's 20/20. All good.
Bob's, about $500.
Hey, we'll take care of it. I promise you that we'll get it done. So we'll just figure it out, and then maybe you can do some work at my house or whatever. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
So lesson I've learned, I guess, don't do business over Venmo, even though it's convenient nowadays. You're going to have to make an appointment, have the people come out, give you a receipt, all that kind of stuff. You just can't do business the way people want to do business to save time.
I'm excited about this one. I can't wait. We are on the case.
Didn't need this right now.
Oh, okay. We got your back. Don't worry about this one. All right. We're going to cheer you up, though, because, Lana, you are from Minnesota. That is a hockey town. Tampa obviously becoming a hockey town. We want you to do a little breakdown of the Lightning game last night. Put you in a better mood, but we're going to pour on the Minnesota accent.
Oh, I got it. Don't you know?
I can't wait. It's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Morgan Wallen, Wasted on You, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. Kane Brown tickets coming up for you at 7:40. But last night, big win by the Lightning.
Yeah. Go Bolts.
Go Bolts.
Setting a tone right out the gate. But instead of us talking about it, Lana being the, you know, the Minnesotan on the team and growing up ice skating and being around the hockey culture up there and all that, we thought, well, why doesn't Lana break it down? Because she probably has the right terminology for this type of thing.
Right accent.
The right accent for this thing. So, Lana, are you ready?
I'm going to do it.
All right, here we go. Lana's breakdown of last night's Lightning game.
The Tampa Bay Lightning, they beat the Florida Panthers 4-1 in game one last night. The game was played at FLA Live Arena, which is a tough barn, but the Bolts got it done. The Bolts wore the white sweaters last night, and the Panthers went up 1-0 in the first period when they put the biscuit in the basket. The Bolts didn't score until late in the second period when Cooch showed his dangles, yeah? Scorey Perry, he lit the lamp.
Oh, what a move. Kucherov slides it across. They score. The Lightning have tied the game at one. Corey Perry, the recipient.
It was 1-1 when the second period ended, but the Bolts took the lead after Belmar scored 3:35 into the third. And pretty good Sally afterwards. Boys are all fired up, eh? Cooch added a third goal after the Panthers goalie. They couldn't see the puck through the bird cage.
Kucherov with a shot. He scores! And the Lightning now leads 3-1.
The Bolts added a fourth goal after Ross Colton went top cheese. There was chirping, but nobody dropped the gloves last night, so everybody kept their chiclets. Game two is tomorrow night, and the Bolts can go up 10-0 before coming back to Tampa. So let's flip and go, boys!
Yeah!
Hey, Bolts!
God, Coach Coop may be calling you. Get the boys fired up in the locker room.
By the way, they're going to go up 2-0.
Yeah, not 10-0, but it's okay.
Oh, did I say 10? I'm sorry. 2-0.
Right, way to go.
Let's flip and go, boys.
Okay.
Go
okay. That was the one line I was worried about. But yeah. Way to go.
Awesome.
That accent just comes back. When you talk hockey, that's what's crazy. When you talk hockey, Lana, it comes right back to you. I mean, some of the terminology, you know, the tough barn. That's the arena that they play in, obviously.
Tough barn, don't you know?
And, you know, the biscuit in the basket, obviously a goal scored. And
that's something we've been saying in Minnesota for years, the biscuit in the basket.
That's what I'm saying. The way it just rolled off the tongue was just so perfect. White sweaters, obviously the jerseys and all that.
We all wear the white sweaters up there.
And a good celly, a celebration, gets the boys going.
Love a good celly in Minnesota, don't you know?
Man, you said that the Panthers goalie, I mean, couldn't see things through his bird cage. I mean, that's the mask, right?
Yeah, the bird cage. Yeah, that's what we call it up in hockey town.
And then there was no fight, so everybody kept their chiclets. What does that mean?
Yeah, the chiclets. They kept their teeth.
Oh,
yeah.
That's important.
Oh, they're grills,
that's
man.
Huge, man.
It's like you call them in the South, the grills.
All right. Jeez, you are so cultured, Lana. Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
What a great breakdown.
That was well done.
Well done,
Lana.
That's right, don't you
Lana's
know?
Lana's Lightning Breakdown. I think we're going to do that after every game.
Oh, we
it's
have.
A lot
awesome.
Of fun. All right, way to go. Thank you for teaching us some hockey terminology. Hilarious.
Let's see if I can get that accent out now.
Yeah.
Well, you can keep it just rolls right out the tongue.
I just think when it's hockey, it just kind of starts coming out.
Yeah.
All right. Or when you're talking about Australia and you say, you know, down yonder.
Down yonder.
Down yonder. All right, coming up, brand new 7:15, second date update.
It's Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Oh, honey, I'm falling apart. You're playing hard to forget.
7:15, second date update.
All right, remember your Kane Brown tickets coming up for you at 7:40. Going to be here with Walker Hayes on Saturday. Want to get you into that show, 7:40. Right now, we are doing our 7:15 second date update. Evan is on the phone with us. Good morning, Evan. How are you?
Pretty good, and you?
We're doing great, man. So we want to hear all about this date you went on with Andrea. Tell us what you did on your date.
All right. Well, you know, Andrea, she really likes kayaking. Like, she actually had this idea that we could go and do that. And, you know, I thought, why not? It sounds pretty cool, and it's something she's into. And, you know, we went to Wiggy-Washy Springs.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was great. Great weather, and so I just decided, let's do it. I mean, I'm active. She's active. Yeah, after we were done, we had lunch together, and I thought I'd see her afterwards, and I did. So I'm kind of wondering what's going on.
You guys went on a little kayaking trip, and then you guys had lunch, and now you've been reaching out to go on another date, and you haven't talked to her or seen her since that date.
Exactly.
And nothing, like, happened on the kayaking trip, or you didn't tip her over or anything like that?
And by the way, she's asked for that because that has happened.
Oh, no. Everything was fine.
All right, well, I think it's a great idea for a date. You do an activity. She seems to be down with it. Have a little lunch afterwards. Sounds like a lot of fun. Let's do this. We're going to try to call Andrea. Can you hang on for me, Evan?
Sure.
All right, hang on. All right, Saturday night, Kane Brown, Walker Hayes at Amelie. It's going to be a great show. We'll get you in at 7:40, okay? And we're calling Andrea next. Trying to help out Evan this morning on the 7:15 second date update. I thought they had a really cool date.
Well, yeah, they went to Wekiwachi up to the Springs area and did some kayaking. He said it was beautiful weather. I mean, scenery up there is gorgeous. And then went to lunch. Hasn't heard from her since. I mean, what a great idea for a date.
Yeah, so we're going to see what's going on. I think, Kevin, you have her on hold?
I do have her on hold, yeah.
Did you tell her why we're calling her?
Oh, a little bit.
Okay.
I don't like to give out too much.
Well, of course. And then we just do this off air, and you can just talk to him and talk him through the whole thing.
It'd be useless.
All right. Andrea, are you there?
Hey, guys.
So I think Kevin told you we were calling you about a date you went on?
Are you guys talking about Evan?
We are talking about Evan. Yeah, he told us.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, what he told us was that you guys had a fun date, you know, at Wekiwachi and went kayaking. He said it was kind of a cool adventure because you're into that. He's into that. And he thought it was a great time. And lunch afterwards seemed to go well in his mind. But he has not heard from you since. So we're just trying to get some answers on what happened to you.
So he's adventurous, huh?
Well, I mean, this is a cool thing to do, a little adventure together, right?
I think it's adventurous.
I did pick the place. I love this place, okay? I love kayaking there. It's gorgeous. This guy freaked out the second we were in our boat, okay? Any movement in the water, he was like, what's that? Oh, what's that? Watch out! And he, I mean, to the point, I do this all the time, and I was freaking out, okay? My heart, I mean, I was jumping. A turtle moved, guys. A turtle moved, and it was like a shark was, you know, going to eat him. And I'm like, dude, come on.
Sharks up there?
Yeah, but the week you watch sharks, you got to be careful.
Exactly. And I mean, it was hysterical, but to the point where I was like, we got to get off the water. And so, no, he's not adventurous. I mean, it was... So much so that I was freaked out.
Was it your idea to go kayaking or his idea?
Yeah. No, mine for sure.
And he was like, yeah, cool. I'm down. Like, no reservations at all?
Not at all. He was like, oh, yeah, I love that. Oh, my gosh. I wanted to see this place. I heard the water's gorgeous. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's gorgeous. Have you done this before? He's no reservations. Totally in. And what a difference when we got on the water.
Well, let's give the guy some credit for trying something new here.
Now, I understand being aware of your surroundings, but, I mean, if he was, like, freaking out of any little splash or whatnot, that would definitely not be the place for him because there is a lot of wildlife.
I mean,
there's a lot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, any movement in the water, any, like, a leaf moving, what's that? Oh, God, did you see that? Oh,
pure
panic. I saw that, dude. Oh, my God, you're freaking me out. I'm sure you're freaking the animals out. Can we stop yelling? Everybody's okay.
Yeah, it wasn't so peaceful like it usually is when you're just kayaking
not.
Through this.
Oh, okay. Even talking about it, my heart is like palpating.
Oh, imagine how he feels. We actually have him on the phone right now with us. Andrea, I want to bring him back on. Evan.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man. What's up? Hey, you called us. Hey, so you were kind of having a little bit of a freak out?
I wouldn't say a freak out. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being cautious, especially in a strange body of water. You know, that's how accidents happen if you're just not prepared.
Cautious. That was dude, that was a little bit more than cautious. It was like a meltdown. Come on. It's okay.
I don't think I would say it was a meltdown. You know, I was looking out for you as well, you know? Even if it's not like a gator or something, you know, what if you end up bumping into a turtle and then you tip the kayak, you know?
Turtle's not going to tip a kayak with two people.
Oh,
so
right.
I think there were several kayaks, but still, I don't think it's going to happen
exactly.
Either.
Exactly.
Sounds like Andrew's kind of looking more for like a manly man kind of person, you know, a man who's one with nature.
Yeah, so Evan, were you a little freaked out of, you know, these types of situations and, you know, wildlife?
Outside.
Nope. I just like to be aware. Like, you know, I pay attention to my surroundings, and I also thought that, you know, girls like somebody that's a protector. And I don't know. Honestly, she sounds a little ungrateful right now.
I mean, freaking me out. That's what happened.
Then maybe that's proof that you just weren't as aware of the surroundings, you know? Like, I can see everything. Like, if something moves, I'm going to catch it and let you know.
Especially that leaf that went by, Evan. That was, oof.
I know. Now you're just exaggerating.
Come on, man. I know. But it was a little much. It was a meltdown. It was.
If you're hesitant about these situations, why did you agree to go on this type of date?
Well, I, you know, like I said, I liked the waters and the weather was great. And I just thought it would be fun. I mean, if it's something that you like, I'm not opposed to it, then why not, you know?
But you weren't scared. You didn't say you were scared. You were just saying you're being cautious.
Exactly. Yep. 100%.
And Andrea, you disagree with that?
100%.
Well, Evan, now you know why she wasn't getting back to you. I guess she just felt like you kind of had a little bit of a freak out. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but this was her interpretation. But now you got some answers, and, you know, man, I wish you luck in your dating life.
Thank you. Andrea, I hope you don't get eaten by gators or something, because, you know, it can be kind of dangerous out there, so take care.
Oh, boy. All right.
Well, thanks. It's Andrea.
That is true. I didn't want to say anything, but it was. Yeah. All right, Andrea, thanks for your time. Have a good day.
Thanks, everyone.
All right, guys, thanks. I mean, if you couldn't. It's Andrea.
It's Andrea.
I mean, like I said, why would you agree to go on a date like this if you get freaked out about these things? I mean, it's kind of like.
Presser.
Well, remember the guy, they got all freaked out about the scuba diving when you went with him?
Oh, yeah, it was a long time ago.
Well,
yeah.
I know it was a long time ago, but I'm saying you went with him and he had a meltdown.
Yeah.
And you immediately said, I see you, bro.
Yeah. Bye, Felicia.
Bye. Or bye, whatever his name is. Well, listen, I want to know what you think. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Mm. And her name is Andrea. So that was different. Could have been avoided, I feel like. All right, hit us up. Dirk Bentley, Livin' right now on QYK. Scotty McCreary, Damn Straight, 99.5 QIK. So, we just had our 7:15 second date update between Evan and Andrea. Evan is the one that reached out to us. He was very excited about his date. They went to Weeki Wachee Springs. They went kayaking. It was her idea, which is important to say. And he goes, I'll go. I'm all about it. I'm outdoorsy. I'm adventurous. That was his words. Mm-hmm. And then when we got her on the phone, she goes, this dude's not adventurous at all. This dude was flipping out as we were going down the springs. Going, what's that? Or what's this? Or what's that over there? And was not one with nature.
Not as adventurous as she was hoping for and that he claimed to be. So she doesn't want to go out on a date with him again.
And he also claimed, like, hey, listen, I was doing this for you.
I'm
a protector. I'm aware of my surroundings. And he's like, she was like, dude, it was way more than that. You were having a freak out. Not her type of dude. They are not going back out again. So I want to get your responses right now. All right, Frank, what do you think, man?
Once again, you guys have entertained me to the fullest. Weeki is like the best and most passive place that you can go kayaking, paddleboarding, swimming. This guy really just needs to
There's turtles,
find somebody
though.
That's
Come
more
on.
Suited. Maybe comic book collecting. You know, I'm sure he can find somebody that does cosplay or something.
Yeah, he needs a cosplay. He needs to stay on land is what he needs to do.
Yeah, that is not... That's not the definition of protector, so I'm a little confused.
That was the great part about it. He goes, I was doing this to protect you. What are you talking about? I'm not freaking
From
out.
Turtles.
Well, that's one thing that's there. There's other things that are there, but he was kind of like one of those things where the anxiety kicked in where he had already been bit in his mind, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was already done before he got in the water. I'm sure that guy probably did not want to do any part of this to start with.
All right, Frank, have a great day, man. We appreciate you calling.
Love you guys.
All right, see you. Allison in Lakeland right now. Hi, Allison. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, JR and Lana. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Talk to us.
So, have you guys actually ever been kayaking? Because I can see how he would be freaked out at first. Because
yes.
I kayak all the time.
Right.
And my first time, I totally tripped out on the water.
Okay.
And so I just was thinking, in his defense, had it been his first time, I would totally give him props for trying something new.
Right.
But on the other hand, I could see how, okay, he can't get her name right, so I get that too. But
that was awesome.
But I mean, I can also understand how she would be like, okay, well, if they tried it again, maybe it might be a different story now that he has done it and he acknowledges it. But right. I could also see how it would be a little annoying, too.
Well, here's the deal. I agree with you. If you've never done it before, you're not like used to that kind of type of surroundings, you may be going like, oh, man, this is a little bit sketchy. So one thing I would say is, why did he agree to it? But like you said, maybe he's trying something new. That's cool. But then to be saying, well, I was being a protector for you. I mean, I was being aware of my surroundings. I mean, that was a whole spiel that he went on. I was like, all right, dude, if you were scared, it's okay. And he could have been like, hey, maybe I freaked out a little bit. I apologize. Let's go on another date or whatever. I think she might have opened up to that fact, but that's not the kind of dude she's looking for. She's looking for somebody who's adventurous, who's going to be calm under pressure.
Yeah, and who's not as scared. So, I mean, I would be scared. I don't blame him, but he needs to not be scared. She should have been scared.
It's a cool place. I don't think anybody needs to be scared about anything. You just need to be careful, obviously. So,
Right.
All right, Allison. You have a great day.
All right, thanks, guys. All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, not the thing for him. No. Amazing that he called her the wrong name after calling us, wanting a second date. Unbelievable. Loved it.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a good idea for them to go back out and do this again, because if it goes the same, then she's just back in the same position. So I guess it's not his thing.
Stay on land. So,
yeah.
That's all you got to do. All right, here we go. Kane Brown tickets and Walker Hayes, both going to be at Amelie on Saturday. We want to get you in right now. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Caller 9, you are playing our rapid fire game with us. Good luck. All right, Tanya is playing our rapid fire game right now. She's in Newport Richey. Tanya, here's how the game works. We're going to give you a category, and then you got to name 5 things that would fall in that category within 15 seconds. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Lana, give the category, and then we can start the clock.
All right, the category is name 5 things you will find at an Applebee's. Go.
Walker Hayes posters, sirloin, beer, wine, the loaded potato skin.
Oh!
Wow.
Now, I've never seen a Walker Hayes poster there, but it would make sense. It would be there. He was an ambassador. We'll give it to you for sure. It's probably on the menu, I'm sure. I liked it. Beer, wine, the sirloin. That was awesome.
Oh, man.
Well, Tanya, you did it. You will see Walker Hayes and Kane Brown live at Amelie on Saturday.
My kid's going to be so excited.
That's awesome.
So I assume you're taking your kid?
I am. He'll be 8 next week, and he just loves Walker Hayes.
Oh,
love it.
It's going to be great. Congratulations, Tanya. Well done. And hang on for me, all righty?
Okay.
All right. Let's see if you can do it. Name 5 things you find at Applebee's. Go.
French fries, salad, burger, mozzarella sticks, onion rings.
Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. Lana, you are going to Kane Brown on Saturday. Congratulations.
And now I'm hungry.
Not just for work, but you are going there. All right, more of those tickets coming up this afternoon. 4:40. We'll hook you up again with Travis. And coming up, an I Feel Good story for you. This is going to be good. This is about 2 twins here in the Tampa Bay area. Coming up on 995 QYK.
Wow! I feel good.
I mean, I almost don't want to do these stories anymore because I just feel dumber every time we do this. 995 QIK, some standout students, and this time, they're identical twins with identical GPAs. You say, okay, that's kind of cool.
Very cool.
Especially when your GPA is a 9.12.
What is going on with these GPAs? They're way above 4 now.
They go to Wharton High School in Tampa. They're being recognized for this incredible achievement. They are salutatorians, which means they are runner-up from the valedictorian, and they are sharing that title together with a 9.12 GPA.
Wow.
Pretty remarkable. Here's what they had to say about it. A couple clips from them.
I think it's certainly not something that you see every day, you know, especially like this high up. We were kind of pretty competitive with each other, trying to, you know, we were kind of pushing each other a lot. You have somebody else with you that's doing the same amount of stuff, challenging you, you know, like you don't want to get one-upped by your brother, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's like competitive. Like, you know, and by the way, they played sports together, cross country, lacrosse, and something else, all while doing this and going to Hillsborough Community College
on top of high school.
My right. goodness.
Let's give it up for Alex and Dane Devers.
Yay! Alex and Dane!
And their mom, Stephanie, obviously very proud. Here's what she had to say.
They work together as a phenomenal team, and they've always been like that. They care very much about each other, and I'm so excited that they're all going to be in college together.
Yes, they will be. Wow. They are going to be Gators.
Gators, yeah.
University of Florida.
So they're going to college. They're getting these grades. They're also playing sports. They're doing amazing. And Dane, one of the twins, also got his pilot license while all of this was going on as well. I mean, my goodness, these boys are smart.
Yeah, the one part, I like the part, he goes, well, you know, we will be kind of parting ways a little bit because my brother will be a doctor and I'll be, this is what he says, I'll be exploring engineering and physics. Well, you explore all you want, buddy, because I think you're going to do it. I mean, the competition is just going to continue in college, which is awesome.
But yeah, but I mean, sometimes like it's a good thing because that pushes you. That's all they said. They just keeps pushing each other to do better and harder and better. And that's awesome that they have this with each other. Listen, I love that.
I would have to be a quadruplet to get to 9.12 GPA. I'd be 104 for that to happen. Yeah,
wow,
I mean, 9.12 grade point average. They did it together. That's pretty cool that they're brothers and they did it.
Yeah.
Identical twins and pretty cool.
Yeah, one more time, Alex and Dane.
Alex and Dane!
Yay! Good timing. Not to encourage anything, but if one misses class, does the other go and fill in since they're identical?
Oh.
I don't want to encourage that. But you guys think about that yourself. Coming up, 8:10 Music Minute. Also, Pig Jig tickets at 8:25 to see Lady A and Kip Moore. Here's Kane.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
About 15 minutes away from your Pig Jig tickets to see Lady A and Kip Moore on October 22nd. We're going to be testing you on the Music Minute, so pay attention.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Big happy birthday to George Strait.
Hey now.
He is 70 years old today, the king of country, 60 number one hits, the most number ones in the history of music in any genre on any chart. He is the king. Happy birthday. All right, we've got a lot of new music coming our way. A brand new song from Tyler Hubbard. It is called 5'9", and we were so lucky to get a clip of this new song last week. Let's hear that again, JR. Man.
Lana, have you heard the whole song?
I have.
Why are we doing this then? Why are you giving us 8 seconds?
I can't. I'm not supposed to. There's rules.
Is it about Nashville? Or is it about Tampa? It's about Tampa. Just hack that thing. Let's go. Let's hear it. Is it any good?
But that's the clip. Yes, oh, I told you.
I know. That's how he teased it, which is ridiculous. Which, whatever, Tyler, do your thing. But I'm just saying, is it good?
I told you. It's Tyler Hubbard is the main singer from Florida Georgia
is
Line.
He
is.
Again,
and
solo.
So I told you,
is it good?
It sounds like a slow Florida Georgia Line
it's slow.
Song. Well, slower down.
All right, give us some hints. It's slow.
It's like holy. It's like dirt.
May we all
something like that. Yeah, it's like.
Can we get the title of it? Can you tell us the title?
5'9".
Oh, that's right.
5'9". Like, I don't know what that means, but maybe it's his height. I don't know.
Probably.
No. He's a tall guy. He's taller than that.
Yeah, he's got to be taller than Brian.
He's like my height.
Yeah, he's tall. But, yeah.
Okay, so there you go. So new Tyler Hubbard.
Why did we play that again? It is the worst tease of all time.
I know, that's why I
like Luke Combs put out like an acoustic version of his stuff, but Tyler just gives us.
That's what he gave us.
That doesn't even, the O in the background doesn't even sound like him.
There you go, 5'9". All right. Also, big news, we got Jordan Davis. He's got a new song coming out in a couple of weeks called What My World Spins Around. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I got to hear it the other day. New Sam Hunt is coming in June. It is called Water Under the Bridge, and it's good. I cannot wait to play it for you. So, good.
Next week?
No, that'll be coming in June.
Which is in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably going to get another number one.
Sorry, you already said it, but when's the Tyler Hubbard one coming out?
Friday. You get to hear the whole song on Friday morning. We're going to play at 6 a.m.
So we get more than 8 seconds.
We get more than eight.
I'm speaking for the people right now.
I know.
The QYK family. Because that's ridiculous.
I'm the people.
All right.
I want more, too.
You're the ones hurting.
I can't play it. They put watermarks and stuff on it. You know I would if I could.
They put watermarks on the song?
Yeah, they're not.
So it just randomly says something in the middle of the song?
I don't know. Let's not find out.
Don't play.
Moving on. Luke Combs, he has 13 consecutive number one hits. His latest doing this. And, of course, this one was easy because it's kind of all about him and his life.
Anybody that's really passionate about what they do and loves their job and is doing the thing that they love to do and somehow figured out a way to get paid for it, that is the story. It's like I would be singing and playing guitar and writing songs if I wasn't where I am now.
It's the advice I always give out to people. I go, find something that you love to do and figure out a way to make money doing it.
That's what you told me when you spoke to my high school class. Back when I was in high school, you told us all that. I followed my dreams.
Speaking of Luke Combs, he released the full track for his album, Growing Up, which will be out June 24th. One of the songs is called Outrunning Your Memory. It's a duet with Miranda Lambert. Ooh. And finally, big news, Cody Johnson finally coming back to the Tampa Bay area. We've been waiting for this guy. Now, he does sell out pretty much almost every show that he books. This is going to be at the Yingling Center with Randy Houser, and that is coming on November 18th. Tickets for the show are not on sale yet.
Good opener, by the way.
Yeah, Randy Houser and Cody Johnson. Are you kidding me? This is going to be massive. Yingling Center, Cody Johnson, Randy Houser. We will let you know about all of that information when the tickets will go on sale. But this is, we're just getting bombarded with concerts this year.
It's a good thing.
Yes.
Also, just like you said, Cody Johnson's tickets go very fast.
Very fast.
He sold out the Houston Rodeo. That's 60,000 people. So the Yingling Center is not going to be a problem.
Not going to be a problem.
And let me just tell you, being from Texas, I've seen him multiple times. He is amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. And very patriotic. It's a really cool experience. His shows are awesome.
Yeah, and he has been here a bunch, played like the Dallas Bowl, but...
not anymore.
Not anymore. So now he's a little bit bigger. He hasn't been back to Tampa in a long time, so...
Come on home.
So let's do this, Cody Johnson. We'll have that up on our website, 995QYK.com. That's your Music Minute.
All right, hopefully you are paying attention, because we're going to test you on that Music Minute for Pig Jig tickets after this. We got Judy in Lakeland right now playing for Pig Jig tickets. Now, here is the key to winning this game. Were you listening to the Music Minute, Judy?
I was.
Perfect. All right, here we go. This will be very easy. Three questions. You get them all three right, you're going to Pig Jig. Ready? Go.
I'm ready.
Tyler Hubbard has a brand new song we're releasing on Friday. What is the name of his new song?
5'9".
There you go.
Hot start. Here we go.
Cody Johnson is coming to the Yingling Center in November. Who is he in concert with?
Randy Houser.
Come on, Judy, one more. Let's do it. George Strait celebrating his 70th birthday today. How many number ones does George Strait have?
60.
Let's go! 60!
Look at that! Nailed it!
Judy, what a beauty! Love it! Nicely done. You're going to Pig Jig. You're going to see Lady A and Kip Moore.
Woo! Thank you.
You made Lakeland proud this morning, Judy. Way to go.
Thanks very much.
All right, hang on for me, okay?
Okay.
There you go. It's that easy. Listen to the Music Minute. Boom. You're going to see Lady A and Kip Moore.
Those questions are easy.
But she was so confident in her answers. Mm-hmm. She was like, I know it.
Yeah, not a problem. 5'9", Randy Houser, 60. By the way, still incredible. 60 number ones.
60 number ones. It seems crazy that you can get to that number.
And that's all-time leader. But you think about all the giant country artists out there and how long they've been around. He's the man.
He is.
Love it.
It's the king.
Yeah, Luke Combs only has 13.
But hey, if you had to put your money on a horse, it might, you know.
He might.
Everyone goes number one, he's got a chance.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next. Well, if you missed the Lightning game last night, no worries. Because not only did they win, but Lana did a full Lana Lightning breakdown this morning. Incredible, but full Minnesota style when she did this. Hilarious. I learned some terminology about hockey I had no idea about. We'll do it again next on 995QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. It is well documented that Lana is from Prior Lake, Minnesota.
The Lakers!
A hockey town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very thick accent, Minnesota accent that you often times here in hockey announcers and whatnot, just from that part of the country. Mm-hmm. You grew up ice skating. You grew up seeing, you know, not only pond hockey, but people getting up early in the morning to practice hockey.
Mm-hmm. I was a North Stars fan back then.
There you go. So big deal in her life. So we thought, what are we talking about the Lightning for? Kevin and I are big fans, and they won last night, and it was great, but I'm sure in that Minnesota accent, it would sound way more authentic for Lana to break down the game last night. I mean, what is your confidence level at right now, Lana?
10.
All right. So, because you know all these terms that we don't know about hockey.
I know the northern hockey terms.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to do it.
All right. Last night's Lightning game. This is Lana's Lightning Talk whenever you're ready.
The Tampa Bay Lightning, they beat the Florida Panthers 4-1 in game one last night. The game was played at the FLA Live Arena, which is a tough barn, but the Bolts, they got it done. The Bolts wore the white sweaters last night, and the Panthers went up 1-0 in the first period when they put the biscuit on the basket. The Bolts didn't score until late in the second period when Cucci showed his dangles, yay? Scorey Perry, he lit the lamp.
Oh, what a move. Kucherov flies it across. They score. The Lightning have tied the game at one. Corey Perry, the recipient.
It was 1-1 when the second period ended, but the Bolts, they took the lead after Belmar. He scored 3:35 into the third. And pretty good Sally afterwards. Boys here were all fired up, eh? Cooch, he added a third goal after the Panthers goalie. They couldn't see the puck through the birdcage.
Kucherov with a shot. He scores! And the Lightning now leads 3-1.
Hold on. The Bolts added a fourth goal after Ross Colton. He went top cheese. There was chirping, but nobody dropped the gloves last night, so everybody kept their chiclets. Game two is tomorrow night, and the Bolts can go up 2-0 before coming back to Tampa. So let's flip and go, boys. Let's go, Bolts.
That's the best.
Wow, that might be better than your one this morning. That was fantastic.
Oh my God.
You know, it's amazing how these terms just roll off the tongue for you, Lana.
Absolutely. Birdcage.
Oh my gosh. So that's, what's that? The birdcage.
That's the face mask.
Okay, cool. And then, you know, a tough barn. What do they mean by a barn?
That's the barn. That's the crowd.
The arena.
The arena.
Maybe, right?
The place. The barn.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know.
And then you said to put, I think you said biscuit on the basket, but I think it's biscuit in the basket. Basket. What does that
sometimes
mean?
We'd like to flip it around. Up in Minnesota, because you know, it's either the basket or the biscuit. We like it both.
All right, so that means biscuit in the basket means what?
The puck in the score.
Yeah, in the score.
In the net.
Yeah. And then he showed his dangles. I guess that's like faking people out or something like that.
Yeah, that's what he does. He shows his dangles, don't you know?
They lit the lamp.
Yeah.
You know
what
that means.
It lit up the whole place, man. It was crazy. That crowd, you got wild.
You know, I've heard it used that way, but also used it when, you know, that big red light goes on behind the goal.
The lamp.
There you go.
They scored.
And then the celly afterward. You said it's a pretty big celly afterward.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Oh, yeah, that's when they all celebrate real hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
The boys were all fired up, you said.
I know all the lingo.
I know. Okay. And then he went top cheese. What does that mean?
Oh, top cheese. If you're the top cheese, that's the best. That you know.
Nope.
Hey, no. Yes. This is a lot of time. This is Lana's lightning
this
time.
This is Lana's lightning time.
All right, now they didn't drop the gloves, which means they didn't fight, so they kept their chiclets.
That's their grills, their teeth.
Their grills, okay.
Yeah, they're pearly whites.
All right, well,
so yeah. You
well
go
said.
Bolts. You go Bolts. We're behind you here at QIK. Go Bolts.
Man, I tell you what, that Minnesota accent just comes right back to you. It's unbelievable.
And it just means so much more when you do it this way.
This is no words. It's just unbelievable.
He went top cheese. He is the top cheese.
He is the top cheese.
He's the top cheese.
Way to go, Lana.
Yay.
Well done.
Let's go Bolts.
You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes we say biscuit on the basket. Amazing. All right. Dustin Lynch, seeing red. Think about, you know, lighting the lamp.
Lighting the lamp.
There you go. All right. Coming up, trending in Tampa Bay. It's QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 UIK, JR, Lana, and the ACMC MA winner, 24-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls!
His name is Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, Tampa Bay Lightning, they are trending in Tampa Bay. They are the number one trending in Tampa Bay. They won game one against the Panthers, 4-1 last night. Game two will be tomorrow, Thursday, 7 p.m., Sunrise, Florida. Game is on TNT, I am sure. I've not seen, but I'm just going to say there's probably a watch party at the Thunder Alley at Amalie Arena for game two. Big win last night. Lana threw a breakdown about it in her best Minnesota accent. It was fantastic. If you missed it, we are going to put that up on our Facebook and Instagram in a little bit. And it's well worth a watch, yeah. Trust me.
Phenomenal.
Well worth it. Tom Brady, he is the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, mm-hmm. If you have not heard. Well, he is going to be the initial target in a series of Netflix comedy specials called The Greatest Roasts of All Time.
Wow.
Or GROAT. G-R-O-A-T. Oh,
I like it.
So, Lana, you know what a roast is,
I
right?
I do, but I'm like, who would want to roast Tom Brady?
Everybody.
Pretty nice. Sure there's going to be a long list.
Because he is so nice, it'll be funny. He'll be a good sport about it, don't you think?
He doesn't do anything that anybody could, you know, like,
but the roast is done by people, like, their
right,
friends.
So it's like friends.
Gronk's going to do it and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Got to. Like Julian Edelman, his buddies. By the way, he is the executive producer of his own roast.
Well, there you
and
go.
And future roast of other people. The roast will be filmed at the end of the 2022 season. So it's not going to be out for a while, and the list of roasters will be announced later.
We
do not have that list as of yet.
If you had to guess, Kevin, who would be on that list? I think Gronk for sure.
Gotta be Gronk.
What about Bill Belichick?
I don't think
that would be awesome.
I don't think that's his style, though.
It would be totally awesome if that were the guy.
How about Aaron Rodgers?
I would say Peyton Manning before Aaron Rodgers.
Gotta be Peyton Manning's definitely going to be on there. Maybe Bruce Arians, former coach of the Bucs, gotta be on there, you know?
I think also it'll be a fellow GOAT, like a Michael Jordan or something like
that. That's great.
Will be like
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods might view it. He's a little shy. Who else would be good for him?
What's that other golfer, that guy that he did that thing with?
Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, maybe him.
That could be that. Yeah. I think it's awesome. I think it's going to be really funny, and I think he's a good sport. So, I don't know.
All right. Well,
who do you want to see, Lana? Would you do it? Would you roast him?
No.
You know what would be good? Giselle. If she gets out there and gets a little personal, that'd be good.
I like.
She'd be funny.
All right. We are looking for military members for you to nominate for our Military Monday segment. I just put it up on our Facebook, so it's easy to do. You just click the link. It'll take you to a page where you just fill out a form. It takes less than 5 minutes. $100 gift card to Tampa Premium Outlets and a $50 PDQ gift card if we choose you. Again, it's super simple. Again, on Facebook and Twitter, just click there. It takes 5 minutes.
Yeah, we want to have you brag about those that are serving our country. Brag about them for a little bit on our radio station. We love that.
I just want to make sure that's clear. Like, we know a lot of veterans and whatnot do not want to be talked about. So we definitely will, you know, totally respect your privacy and all that.
Absolutely.
And their privacy. So it's just a way of to recognize them, and it's by a family member. It's not them calling us. It's you bragging on them. So just our way of recognizing. We really would like to do that. So if you can, let's do it.
Please do so. And finally, there is a new study by U.S. News, which ranked the top 150 best places to live in the United States. Florida has 14 cities in the top 150.
Wow.
The study ranks cities based upon 5 key indicators: job market, value, quality of life, desirability, and net migration. Sarasota is number 9 in the list on the list, top 150 in the United States. Tampa, number 39. Lakeland is number 113. All right, Lana.
What is the number one city to live in?
We're going to go top five. Is that cool?
I'm going to start.
City number five.
I'm going to start with number five is San Jose, California.
What?
Number four, Boulder, Colorado.
I like that.
Number three, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
What?
Wait, sorry. Give me real quick. What was the qualifications again? I know you said it already. I apologize.
Job market value.
Okay.
Quality of life, desirability, and net migration.
Green Bay, Wisconsin. Okay.
Very cold there. I can't see.
There's only one thing going on there.
Desirability. Yep. They have the Packers, and that's about it. So, number two, Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Oh, look at that.
So, Colorado Springs and Boulder, which are literally right next to each other. They're in the top five. Number one.
Go ahead, Lana.
You'll never guess it. You'll never guess it.
I'm going to say somewhere in North Carolina.
No.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Is it cold?
No.
It's not cold.
Nope. It's a southern city.
Phoenix, Arizona. But it's not affordable. Phoenix is not affordable, but is it?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, beautiful.
Huntsville.
This time of year, are you kidding me? I'm just kidding.
That is the best place to live in the United States, according to U.S. News.
Wow.
Well, I don't understand that, but okay.
Enjoy it.
All right. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Go Bolts.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. Hopefully we made you laugh today, made you smile, put you in a good mood, or made your day a little bit better. That's our goal. All right, more Kane Brown tickets coming up for you after 4:40. People are crushing that game, the rapid fire game, so we'll do it again tomorrow morning at 7:40. And then more Pick Jig tickets. Lady A and Kip Moore. Gonna be there, so it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be a great show. A lot of good concerts coming up. A lot of big ones.
Also, I want to know your highlight of the show, Lana. I think I know what it is, but go ahead and tell me.
Yeah, it was fun bringing out my Minnesota accent again. So, Don't you know? I got to talk about the game last night and use all the terminology that we like to use up in the northern part of the country. And because we know hockey and lingo. So I brought out my Minnesota accent back and we just to kind of recap the game last night. Go Bolts!
All right, so there's a video of this as well that we're going to post up on our Instagram and Facebook page. Hey. I promise you will laugh at this. Lana crushed it. I think the accent came back to her, but then in the middle of it went away and then kind of came back. And then I think she then was up, you know, had an accent from a different part of the world. And then it came back to me. It was awesome. But great job. Lana's lightning talk.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So we'll have another one probably Friday morning.
Probably.
All right, Kevin, highlights, sir. I don't know how you're going to beat that. But
there's no way to beat that. But how about a couple of twins here in Tampa? Got the identical GPA, and they were both the salutatorians. So they're dual salutatorians with the same GPA, and they're twins. How crazy! I mean, that's what are the odds? I mean, so low, can you know that could happen? But congratulations,
Alex and Dane Devers.
So good.
Wharton High School. Way
and they're
go,
going
guys.
To Florida to become Gators.
They're
gonna
be Gators. Chomp chomp. You want to know what their grade point averages were? 9.12.
Ridiculous.
All right.
Oh, that's nothing.
Oh, really?
I'm kidding. Wow. Yes, that's crazy.
Well, it's a good day to have a great day. I got to go study.
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.